This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise BizBytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise BizBytes here on Wednesday, the 6th of April, 2022. I'm Christine Wong, and joining me in the studio today is...
Arvin Branch.
Now, when was the last time your boss patted you on your shoulder to tell you you've done a good job? It's been proven that well-recognized employees are more motivated, productive, and more determined to create innovations and boost workplace efficiency. And did you know that employees report that recognition is more effective than an additional bonus of 5% of their salary? We are discussing workplace recognition today on Enterprise BizBytes. If you want to get in touch with us and take part in the conversation, head over to WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or Twitter at BFM Radio. We'll also be hearing from Professor Loredana Pradurian, Senior Associate Dean at Asia School of Business, later on this topic. Now, in 2021, the Employee Movement and Retention Report by Employment Hero showed that 61% of workers plan on looking for a new role within the next year. And this survey was done by 1,000 Malaysian workers between August and September 2021. And when asked about the top three reasons why these employees are leaving their jobs, surprisingly, the key reason, which holds the highest of 36%, is lack of career opportunities.
And then coming in second, 27% of workers feel unappreciated or unrecognized for their efforts and accomplishments. As we continue to emerge from the pandemic, it's worth thinking about some new ways to build a culture of recognition. It appears that older staff members are feeling the least appreciated, with 56% of those aged over 55 selecting a lack of appreciation or recognition as a reason for wanting to resign. Managers were also more likely to select this, with 31% signaling that they are feeling unappreciated. What's interesting about this report is that it still shows that employees want recognition, and this has been a constant reason for people to quit their jobs.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And you know, sometimes a company is in major growth mode. Sometimes, unfortunately, it could be in layoff mode. Sometimes the economy can be booming. Sometimes we have the Great Recession. Mm-hmm. But regardless of any of these external circumstances, one and only one finding in all these employee surveys was constant. Employee recognition is a pain point that has constantly come up again and again because employees never got enough of it or managers never provided enough of it, however you want to view it.
Yeah. And then there's a 2017 survey that showed that 66% of American employees say that they would likely leave their job if they didn't feel appreciated. This is up significantly from 51% of employees who felt this way in 2012. But C-suites managerial roles tend to give us silent gratitude, or should we say total lack of praise and unexpected recognition for our performance. Victor Lipman from Forbes calls this emotional stinginess at the workplace.
And Lipman does mention that this does not mean giving praises like freebies, because it becomes a sort of participation trophy and does nothing but undermine management credibility.
Yeah.
What we mean by this is praise should be given to employees who legitimately have done a good job. Sincere praise takes, what, like 60 seconds, and it doesn't have any cost attached, and there is no purpose served by emotional stinginess. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, what can managers or even employers do to show appreciation to their employees? Here are a few examples.
So number one, Tyler Butler, founder and CEO of 1111 Consulting, says to feed your employees. That's a very Malaysian thing to say. He says, bring in donuts. I have a pizza party at lunch on the company dime. People like to be fed. This type of reward will not only bring your office together and strengthen their interpersonal relationships, but it will also give them all the feeling of being appreciated.
Mm-hmm. And at Epsilon, their account director, Michelle Carden, says that they recognize their employees on their birthdays and service anniversaries on their social channels. Each post will include a photo and something that highlights that employee's contribution to the organization, or an interesting fact that their co-workers and others may not know about them.
And then there's Mark Valenti, president and CEO of the Sexton Group, that says that the most valuable way to recognize an employee today is through time off. That is, time off to do something else besides work. It could be family, a hobby, a charity, or a short vacation. It doesn't need to be routine or regular, and has the most value when it's unexpected.
I think it's important to note that appreciation is a two-way street. When managers acknowledge the value employees bring, loyalty will be gained.
Mm-hmm.
And the nature of the manager-employee relationship is always of central importance, and it makes all the difference in one's everyday experience of work. Words can make a bad job good and a good job bad, and silent gratitude isn't of much use to anyone. I think what is particularly interesting about all these points is I think there is the stereotype of, oh, the new incoming generation of workers are ungrateful or entitled, and they're the ones who really are pushing for, I guess, these like emotional handouts. And the statistic that we have say that that's literally not the case, that older staff members are feeling the least appreciated. Mm-hmm. I think that is particularly fascinating.
Yeah. Maybe because they are sort of, I don't know, replaced for younger employees, or maybe perhaps younger employees are being focused on more. There's this very interesting TikTok, and I don't know if it's like scripted or fake or whatever it is, but I think it demonstrates exactly what this article is talking about, because it's basically a person, like a stranger, just telling people on the street that they dress well, mm-hmm. or they like their shirt. Mm-hmm. Or they look good, or they just like their appearance on mm-hmm. that day, right? And you see their faces change or light up. It's a dopamine hit. It's basically just something that people like to hear because it gives them that boost, you know, of serotonin that day.
For like at a very base psychological level, who doesn't like to be recognized for their performance? Not even in a necessarily a workplace setting, but if you've achieved something or you've done something correctly, getting that recognition goes a long way towards motivating you to do more of that action, right? Like, so I think this is, it sounds like something that is so banal and base level, but, you know, it's important that this is really impacted, you know, employee surveys across the board. This is the one constant that seems to be, talked about, and no one seems to be doing anything about it quite yet.
And weirdly, above everything else, you know, it even says more than bonus or rewards. You know, just telling someone that they've done a good job, and you know, here, like, have this time off or mm-hmm. have some time for yourself, goes a long, long way.
Absolutely. So, again, if you want to get in touch with us and take part in this conversation about, you know, employee validation and workplace recognition, we are on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We are also on Twitter at BFM Radio. And after the break, we will be speaking to Professor Loredana Padurian, Senior Associate Dean at Asia School of Business, to talk about her perspective on validation at work. That's all coming up shortly. But for now, here is Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan here on BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
I have a dream.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here with me, Christine Wong, and
Arvini Branch.
And today we're talking about workplace validation, why it's so important to recognize your employees. And if you want to get in touch with us, take part in the conversation, we are on WhatsApp 0187... Sorry, let me do that again. 018-789-8899 is the whole number of our WhatsApp channel. And of course, we're on Twitter at BFM Radio. Has anyone chimed in?
Not yet, but we'll check in a bit.
We will check in on a bit. In the meantime, we will, however, be hearing from our guest today, Professor Loredana Padurian, Senior Associate Dean at Asia School of Business, is on the line with us today to share her thoughts on employee validation. So thank you so much for joining us. Now, first of all, can you share with us why you wrote the book, The Job is Easy, But the People Are Not?
So to be honest, I didn't intend to write a book, but I've been teaching about people and managing people and organizations for about 6 years in Malaysia now. And one of the things that I say all the time is that in managing people, the job is easy, the people are not. And this is something that I have learned from my my previous boss. And if I think about the amount of time, energy, resources, money that we invest in training people for things, many times we think, oh, they are commonsensical, but somehow they are not. You know, it really hits me like a massive reality that people are, at the end of the day, irrational beings with ego that needs to be validated, with emotional immaturity outbursts, who needs to learn how to adapt, who need to learn how to look at multiple perspectives. So, as I said, I didn't intend to write a book, but the more I talk about it, the more I teach about it here at Asia School of Business, the more I realize that maybe we should put it into writing. Maybe we should say something to people. And the way I wrote this book, I actually didn't want to write it from my perspective. So I identified a set of skills that we call smart skills as opposed to soft skills, because there's nothing soft about this. And in the process, I interviewed a dozen of people who I think are very good at managing people and who are very good at practicing some of the smart skills that I talk about in the book. And one more thing I want to say is, when I talk about the job is easy, the people are not, I think of myself as people. Mm. I think of you as people. I think of all of us being people who at some point, for sure, they make somebody's job a lot harder.
So according to the Employment and Retention Report 2021 by Employment Hero, a lack of appreciation or recognition, which is at 27% of over 1,000 Malaysians, was the reason why people left. So maybe organizations don't think it's a big enough issue. What are your thoughts?
So one of the smart skills that I speak about in the book is called validation, which is exactly what this research report identified. People want to feel important. People want to feel recognized. People want to feel appreciated. But of course, we don't do this enough in organizations, because we assume that, you know, salary, bonuses, you know, promotions are a sign of validation, which they are, but they are not enough. So in the book, I interview one of my colleagues from MIT Sloan, Professor Roberto Fernandez, who says, you know what, it's interesting. In a job interview, we look for passion, which is a sign of humanity, right? But once we start working with somebody, if they exhibit too much of that passion or too much of that humanity, we tend to resent it. So we hire people for their skills, for their attitudes, for their humanity, but somehow we forgot to treat them the same way. And of course, people want to be recognized. People want to be validated. But probably, especially in Asia, we don't do that enough, because we assume that modesty is a quality we all have to encompass. But you can be very, very modest and still want to be validated.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think people confuse like being humble and, you know, or like being confident and being arrogant, right?
But yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's not the same thing at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, Professor, what do leaders lack in understanding when it comes to this aspect of, you know, validation?
So leaders are people just like you and I, and just like every other person, they obviously have a hard time understanding why are people so complicated, so sophisticated, so difficult to deal with. I think when we join an organization, through the process of training, the job description, the cultural features, etc., we are sort of expected to act like one. But we're not the same. I mean, some people want more appreciation than others, because I'm not a psychologist, but the theory says that probably we didn't receive enough appreciation and validation as children, so now we wanted more. There's also a generational issue, which is, if you think about millennials and Generation Z, they grew up with a lot more validation than the previous generations, especially the silent generation. And a lot of this validation comes from social media. So if you as a manager, you are not going to validate their work, you're not going to validate their efforts, they will feel like you don't value them, you don't appreciate them, or they will feel like their work doesn't matter. I was recently running a program with a very large corporation here in Malaysia, and I said, how often do we talk about negative behavior versus how often do we talk about positive behavior? Well, I think 90% of the time we talk about negative, but we don't talk about positive. But if you talk about positive behavior and you talk about why this positive behavior was important for the organization, then this can actually become a training tool, an internal training tool for the organization.
Mm-hmm. So before we get to the next question, we just got a message from Maggie Bess, who says that praises from the employer or supervisors are always most welcome, but praises should be done with sincerity.
Yes.
No plastic strokes, please, and yes, don't toss them out as how we would toss feed to chickens. And I want to follow up that message with this question. You know, what is validation like, and how is it different from ingratiating or kowtowing?
So I define in my book, The Job is Easy, The People Are Not, I define validation as the ability to provide evidence-based recognition or affirmation that a person, including ourselves, our feelings, opinions, and actions are valid and worthwhile. So validation, once again, has to come from evidence. I should say, I really appreciate how thorough your report was. And because your, attention to detail, we were able to spot opportunity that otherwise we wouldn't be able to do. Whereas asking, to be very direct, is done purely for the purpose of obtaining something for yourself, is more of a striking of an ego in expectation of receiving something. Validation should never be given because you expect something in return. Quite the opposite. Validation should be given because the person in front of you deserves an evidence-based recognition. Ask-kissing is just a lack of confidence, is lack of understanding of the value of the person in front of you. You're just doing it for your own purposes.
Right. Okay. We're going to take a short break for some messages right now. So do stay on the line with us, Professor. We have Jealous Again by the Black Crowes coming up. And if you, again, want to take part in the conversation like Maggie Best just did, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or Twitter at BFM Radio. Let us know your thoughts on employee validation. And this is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Being first matters. BFM 89.9.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and with me is
Arvind Viraj.
And on the line with us is Professor Loredana Padurian, Senior Associate Dean at Asia School of Business. Now, we were talking today about employee validation, talking about workplace validation and employee satisfaction and all that stuff. So if you would like to get involved with the conversation, we are on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and on Twitter at BFM Radio. Thanks for staying on the line with us, Professor. So look, why is validation important to ensure work satisfaction?
So as I said before, imagine that when you do work, all the feedback that you receive is about the things that you can improve, right? Which is important. We have to help people become better by giving them feedback on improvement. But this means that if they do something well, we never acknowledge it. We just take it for granted. So if validation is evidence-based feedback, evidence-based affirmation, what we can do is say, the type of work that you have delivered in the past 3 months was timely, it was high quality, it was high impact, and we can see the amount of energy and work hours that you have invested in. We expect a similar outcome in the next 3 months. So what will that person do? Well, first, she's going to feel good about herself because the amount of effort was recognized and valued, but also is going to use this 3 months as a baseline, as a training tool, as an example of how you can move forward doing things really, really well. So it's really, validation is not cheering, it's not complimenting somebody, and it's definitely not kissing somebody's, you know, behind. But I think of validation as an empathy management tool, as a tool that allows us to build forward on something that we did really, really well.
Mm-hmm. So we've spoken so much about the Great Resignation, and we have to ask, like, does validation play a role in the Great Resignation?
That's an interesting question, and I'm not sure I know enough about the Great Resignation to answer this question from a validation perspective, but why do people leave? Well, they leave because they feel like their work is not valued. They feel like what they do, it doesn't give them back something that is worthwhile. They leave because they feel like we have asked too much and we gave too little. They leave because they feel like the culture is not the culture that they want, or they feel like maybe their life is worth something more. So validation is all that. I know that many of us are struggling right now with coming back to the office after for 2 years we were asked to work from home. And now when many organizations say, no, you have to come back to the office, you feel severely invalidated. You feel like, what, for 2 years I was fine from working from home and you trusted me and now you want me to come back to the office? that is an invalidated statement. So I do think in a way validation plays a massively important role, or the absence of validation. But I think it's more than that. I think it's quality of work. I think it's quality of pay. I think for most of us is realizing that, you know, maybe the type of work we have done cannot be the same anymore.
Very fair points. Now, I guess our final question is, how can leaders learn the skill of validating people? It doesn't necessarily come naturally for some people, I suppose.
So it's true. For many of us, giving validation, providing validation doesn't come naturally. But you have to learn how to give it. The great thing is that millennials and Generation Z feel very confident to ask you for it. How did I do? What did you appreciate about my project? Do you feel like I created sufficient value? Do you feel like I could have done something better? I would say asking for validation, it's a sign of confidence. However, I want to make a very important observation here. There are people that I call validation addicts, that no matter how much validation you give them, it's never enough. These validation addicts can be easily recognized because they always want to be the center of attention. They are the ones who will say, you know, I did this and I did that, and the success of the project is only because of my work. They always want to be told how great they did. And actually, it's not even that they want that much validation for the work they did, as they want to make sure that they matter. Validation addicts also love to gossip. Gossiping is a currency for validation addicts because it gives them the illusion of importance. It gives them the illusion of value that other people don't have because they have access to information that others don't. So it's important to learn how to give validation, but it's important once again to remember that validation is evidence-based recognition. So I will appreciate your work by providing you evidence, data, facts about the work that you have done and how the work that you have done contributes to the overall work. Otherwise, is just empty compliments, or you're just feeding somebody's, you know, addiction.
Mm-hmm. Very salient points there. That is Professor Loredana Pardurian, Senior Associate Dean at Asia School of Business, joining us on the line. Thank you very much for sharing your insights. That is about it for today's Enterprise Biz Bites, though. And thank you to those who sent us some messages. Now, coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin, after 2 years of dealing with pandemic lockdowns, Malaysia has finally opened its borders to international travel again. But on the backdrop of a global recovery, competition for tourists will be intense as every country fights to rebuild their tourism coffers. So what will be Malaysia's strategy to brand itself as a premier tourist destination? Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, Datuk Seri Nancy Shukri, took the hot seat this morning to answer these questions. That's all coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. On behalf of myself and Arvin Yuvraj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9.
Enterprise Biz Bites was presented by Allianz Malaysia, empowering businesses to build confidence in tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.